Rick Perry recently saluted Sam Houston for saying that Texas should not leave the Union over slavery, even though Perry said that stand cost Houston his governorship. Is that take on history accurate? I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News, and I'm joined now by Gardner Selby of the Austin American Statesman's fact-checking project, PolitiFact Texas. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So why did Governor Perry bring up Sam Houston, who, after all, was governor before the Civil War?
Well, Perry was telling an interviewer that it was vital to stand on principle against the Boy Scouts permitting gay troop members. This is before the Scouts governing body decided otherwise. Part of Perry's message involves citing Houston as a man of principle against the mood of his time.
So what did the governor say?
Well, from the governor's mansion, he said, and I quote, "From this library that I speak, Houston made a powerful decision that cost him his governorship. He was against slavery," Perry said, "and he stood up and very passionately said, Texas does not need to leave the Union over the issue of slavery. We need to stay." Now, Perry added, too, that this decision was right, even though it cost Houston the governorship.
Did you look into whether it's logical to compare Sam Houston's decision-making to the Boy Scouts debate?
We did not. We tried to keep our focus on the underlying historical contention. That is, did Houston oppose slavery and say Texas shouldn't split from the U.S. over it?
And?
Well, every Texas school kid learns, for starters, that Houston did lose his job after opposing secession. But it's not clear, and we talked to historians, looked at books, that Houston, who owned a dozen slaves at his death, by the way, it's not clear that he opposed slavery.
So what indications did you come across?
Before Houston was governor, he was a U.S. senator from Texas, and his votes to let new states into the Union without automatically permitting slavery in those states led critics to say he wasn't pro-South.
More to the point, did Houston tell fellow Texans not to secede over slavery?
Let me round about this, if you don't mind, just a little bit. When he won for governor in 1859, he had lost 2 years before, by the way, Houston supported slavery and allegiance to the Union. September 1860, now he's governor, he said southern states could keep slavery so long as they wanted, so long as they stayed in the Union. So he's kind of airing his opinion there. A couple months later, he said a revolution should not be launched without, this is Houstonian, quote, "some more weighty reason for overthrowing the government than rash enthusiasts have yet given."
So far, I'm not hearing any specifics along the lines of don't secede over slavery.
We simply didn't find such an instance.
So how did Governor Perry's claim come out on the Truth-O-Meter?
Well, Houston exhorted Texans not to secede. However, as you just noted, he didn't explicitly say, don't do this over slavery. We rated Perry's statement as half true. It's partly accurate.
But Gardner, you've got that glint in your eye. Is there more to this story?
Coming over here, I realize we're coming up on an anniversary. Sam Houston died about 2 years after leaving the governorship, 150 years ago this July.
And I spy another milestone. PolitiFact Texas has been on the air with KUT News for 2 years this week. Got cake?
Well, come to think of it, got the candle.
Oh, you've got a two-year candle.
Cake's outside the room. We'll take pictures and honor the moment.
You can see this fact check and all the others from PolitiFact Texas at politifacttexas.com. And I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.